For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You know, as opposed to trying to force the ball on one side and guys are running free, that's where the frustration was happening. Guys are running down the field, single covered, sometime wide open, or they'll be single covered with no safety support. And he doesn't even look over there. He's trying to force the ball to the guy on the left. And some of the plays call for, you know, him to look and throw, but not all those plays. You can't tell me all those plays were design plays where he was forced to go to the check down. No, because you put the tape on, you can see guys were wide open. You could put the all 22 on to see the entire length. You can see what was going on the field. And like, he was criticized by Michael Thomas. He was criticized by, you know, it's just the whole season long. And if people made it seem like, oh, it was a bad thing for him. No, it's on film. And if the film could prove it, you can't take it personal. If the film proves that you out here violating fundamentally, you can't take it as an insult or people throwing rocks at Carr, pun intended. No, you can't take it. If the tape proves that you out here violating fundamentally, you got to respect the game. You got to respect it or get your money back and go somewhere else where the media is softer on you, because we want to win here. And it, 9-8, 9 playoff season is not what we're talking about. That's not what we signed up for. All right. So anyway, you know, shout out to the fam, man. Appreciate y'all. All right. Brian says, if we don't sign Jameis back, we should sign the one day, then trade him to Denver for, I don't know if they do. I think ultimately if they do release Jameis, it'd probably be like a June 1st cut or something like that. You know, I would love to see Jameis here, but I don't know, man. I don't think they will. That's just something I'm getting. Trying to say, I miss what Jameis did to piss DA off. Please inform me. When he, you know, Jameis happened the final play of the game where he, instead of kneeling on the ball, Jameis asked the team, what y'all want to do? He said no. And they all made a decision as a team to go head on and get Jamal Williams his touchdown. Well, that pissed Dennis Allen off. And had people saying, well, you know, that made the media, you know, the media pretends to like Jameis, and some of them probably do, but a lot of them kind of throw darts at Jameis. They look at him as aloof. I know Kyle Hurd always talks shit about him. You know, he kind of, you know, throw little stones and rocks and make fun of him because Jameis is a little, you know, Jameis is a little bit unorthodox at times. You know, he do a little kind of crazy stuff when he was like all up in Derek Carr's face, talk about move, bitch, and all this thing in the soul, his eyes bucking and shit. So, I mean, it's like, yeah, Jameis is kind of throw it all, bro. We know that. We realized that about Jameis a long time ago. Jameis is a little throw it all, but he's a good guy. You know, we got partners that's kind of throw it off and crazy, but they're good people. You know what I'm saying? That's just what they got. It's like a nervous twitch. They're good people, though. You know, Kevin says most QB scared to step up in the pocket and take that hit. They'll check it down. Travis says Jameis is going to shine elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they love him. Lester says the Saints should use the majority of their resources on the O-line and D-line in free agency and the draft if they want to go far into the season. I ain't mad at you on that, bro. I do realize that we talk about, like, the Saints offense. Well, I've seen some mock drafts where the Saints looking at a pass rusher, and I'm like, man, Is that a best? Is that a good usage of a high draft pick to go after another defensive end? I mean, there's only so much room you're gonna put that guy. If a guy's not a starter, I wouldn't go for that. I wouldn't, because you know, you take a defensive end, where is he gonna go? And you take him high, where is he gonna play? You're gonna sit Cam down? They won't sit Cam down. Cam's getting guaranteed money. They're gonna play him. Now, if he gets hurt, that's a whole nother thing. Carl Granderson's gonna play. They want to see what Peyton Turner does, and you got Isaiah Foskey, the snowman, there. So you're just gonna add another guy into the mix who probably not. I mean, they have a lot of resources dedicated to the position, but I think that really the big issue to the Saints is they have to figure out what to do with the offensive line, whether they're gonna put resources through the draft on the O line. Or if you move up and take one of the top two guys like Fuaga, I like Fuaga from Oregon State. Joe Aldis, one of them. I forgot the other guy's name, but they have some good linemen that you can use, but you have to go up and get them. Now, will they trade up to go and get an offensive lineman that can, they could put him at the left tackle position, and then he goes from there? Or if you're going to get all that $80 million, whatever it is, and cap down, so you go out and free agency and spend a ton of cake to get it that way. See what I'm saying? So, depending on where the cap situation is, you know, depending on where it is. And I don't think Mickey Loomis is going to be irresponsible with the cap like he do every year, and especially this year because they're desperate. So I think Clint is probably going to end up getting some veterans to help out with the offensive line. And I wouldn't be mad if the Saints took a wide receiver with that, if they have a wide receiver that was available there, because they have some really good wide receivers that might fall to us there. So, I mean, I guess from an offensive standpoint, there's some areas that we can look at. But some kind of way in the draft, maybe we could pick up a safety, a linebacker, like I did a mock draft. I got another one coming out tomorrow for our Patreon and YouTube membership family. But it covers some of that stuff and thoughts on that. So we'll see how it all goes, fam. But, you know, the Saints are desperate, so there's going to be some type of irresponsibility, monetarily speaking. It always is, because we're not responsible cap-wise here. We said when the Super Bowl comes to New Orleans, Q, people in chat, anybody going to go down the tailgate next year? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one, fam. I guess it depends on how we feel, how the Saints finish. I don't know. You know, we're going to pull. I said this last year, but I really wanted to kind of, because I've been doing a lot of business stuff, man. I don't know if y'all know, you know, I signed up with Believe Me and Believer Network, or operating. We're working together on some stuff. So I be doing a lot of stuff, man. So, but definitely my key focus this year coming up is to do more stuff with you guys, like doing more events with you guys, live pods and stuff like that. I have to set it up and run it and go from there. But that's my intention, to do more of that stuff this year that I was supposed to do last year, but I had so much transition stuff I was doing. I'd be doing, working on the revamping websites and doing all this kind of stuff. I get my breaks, you know, but I've been really moving, man. All right, Kevin says, Q, Saints need a lot. There's no wrong answer. I don't think they need as much as you think, bro, depending on how they handle the offense with Clint Kubiak. If he gives them a grocery list and they go out and shop and buy them what they want, I think they'll be fine. Now, you do need, you know, you got veterans that are still productive. I think Cam's production dropped because of his injury. If he wasn't hurt, I think he would have gotten maybe 5 or 6 sacks. And I know that's well below what he is, but, you know, Cam is more like a, I ain't gonna say he's a legacy signing insofar as the Saints say, man, we're going to make you a Saint for life. But when he was productive, a lot of people wanted to keep Cam here, and he could still be productive for you. But I just think that you had a Demario Davis, Tyrann Mathieu. You want to make sure now that you get these young guys in place behind them right now in this type of draft. Like, you get you a safety, you get you a linebacker, you know, you get those guys and add them, because sooner or later the time is going to come when the Tyrann Mathieu lays it up, or, you know, he puts it, hangs his cleats up, or Demario Davis and some of these other guys. But the offensive line, they're going to put a lot of resources toward the offense, because, you know, the obvious thing, you know, and people talk about the defensive line. Interiorly speaking, the Saints had brought in 3 new guys last year: Colin Saunders, Nate Shepherd, and they drafted Brian Brisee. Now, if they do get somebody in the draft later on in the middle of the draft, it'd probably be a depth chart person to fill in if they don't bring Melka Roach back, or perhaps another guy, nose tackle, to bring. You see what I'm saying? Because none of those positions are starter positions right now. Like, the first 2 picks, you're looking at the first 1 or 2 or 3 picks The first two picks are starter position picks. When you draft and you're looking to kind of fill a starting role or, you know, get a starter there. And, you know, depending on how they operate in free agency, you know, it kind of and how we deal with the draft, we can meet some needs if they know what needs that need to be met. If you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying? All right. I don't think so, Kev. It ain't as bad as you're thinking it is, bro. Travis says sign Chase Young. Yeah, he's out there. We'll see, bro. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if the Saints see the need to go out and do that. They might want to go get a guy for depth. They put a lot. They threw a lot there. You know, it's like I said, if you say you sign Chase Young, who starts? Who's your starting defensive end? You going to bench Cam? You going to do that? They're not going to bench Cam. Dennis Allen's not going to bench Cam, bro. That's what I'm saying. When I be thinking about, I would love to have Chase Young, man, you know, come here and do his thing, but they ain't going to bench Granderson. They ain't going to bench Cam. And you think Chase Young going to come off the bench? He's going to come off the, you know, a situational pass rusher, and he going to command a hefty paycheck too to do it. And then again, I don't know, due to 49ers, their current situation, they might bring Chase Young back. I don't know what their cap situation is, but you probably will want to. And Randy Gregory played real well too. So I don't know. We'll see. All right. All right, Brian says, BQ, if you don't mind me asking, can you think about making the Saints calendar with the schedule in it for each game? Well, you know, we'll see about it, brother. I'm going to see what I can do. I think they have a, I'm going to look that up, matter of fact. Hold on, let me write that down. Give me just a second. Let me write that down. Because, yeah, that might be the thing. All right, Brian, thank you for that suggestion, man. All right, anyway, Brandon says we need some young pass rushers. Yeah. I mean, what about the guys we have? All right. Yeah. In fact, like I said, they've invested. They invested in those guys, a first round draft pick for Peyton Turner and a second round draft pick for Isaiah Foskey, the snowman. They ain't like undrafted guys like, say, a Carl Granderson, where you can move them guys around and push them around. They paid Carl Granderson this money. They gave Cam got guaranteed money. They want to see what Peyton Turner does. He's a first round draft pick and Isaiah Foskey, the snowman. So I don't, you know, I'm with you, but I don't know how to, I don't think the Saints, they look at it like that. I think they're looking at it the way I'm telling you they're looking at it. I don't agree about it, but they still have, you know, interest in those guys. Remember, we kept promoting them to do this when training camp or before training camp happened. We kept trying to get them to sign veteran pass rushers. They never got around to doing it. They kept fiddle faddling around with undrafted guys and stuff like that because those guys are cheaper, and then you could put them in positions like as backups and stuff like that. But, you know, spend all that money on the Chase Young for what? You go bench Cam? They're not going to do that. You know, I hear what you're saying, a lot of you saying, because y'all want results because you think Cam is like on the back end of his career. But I they don't see it like that. What's up, Neville? How you doing, fam? Brandon says the Niners are dumb. Oh, yeah, I seen that, man. I disagree with that, bro. I really disagree about that. You know, with them firing Wilkes, man, that was not a good look. What's up, Slim? Says, got to use Zach Bourne as a pass rusher. That's especially to come out of Wisconsin. We, you know what, fam? You know, when they first drafted him, Slim, you know, we knew that. We were saying that the whole time. Sean Payton said that. And then when it came down to it, they didn't do it up until the guy in the final year of his contract, they started to use him the way they said they was going to use him. The Zach Bourne thing was a running gag for us because he never played like he had the athleticism to move around, but he didn't know what he was doing because he never played that position. He wasn't a stand-up linebacker at Wisconsin. He was a guy that put his, you know, he was a pass rusher. And he got, what, 11 sacks there? He was really good at that, and the Saints tried to turn him into a stand-up coverage linebacker, and it didn't work out. He struggled. And then guys like Nephi Sewell, who's undrafted, took his position and forced him into the pass rusher, the sub-package pass rusher role, and he excelled at that. Now, do they then bring him back and do that again? I don't know. I don't know. Zach Bourne will be interesting, man. He might pull up stakes and head up north to Wisconsin, where he come from. You never know. All right, what's up, KB? Shout out to the Queens, man. Brother Eric, how you doing, sir? Appreciate you. All right, last question here. Brian says, Dennis Allen doesn't work out after this year. Do you think there's a possibility we get Bill Belichick as the next coach in New Orleans Saints, maybe? That's a good question, Brian. You would hope, you know what I'm saying? You would hope. Because Bill Belichick, and there was a report that Atlanta put out about, I think, Count Blank, said that the Atlanta Falcons said that Bill Belichick didn't ask for control in terms of general manager control. So if he comes to New Orleans, does he do that? Does he want general manager or some form of general manager control? What Mickey Loomis is. That could be problematic. You know, Mickey Loomis don't want to give up no power, even though he got two jobs. He'd be damned if a guy like Kai Harley get to be general manager. Listen, just be happy I made you assistant general manager. Yeah, but I ultimately won't be the general manager. Yeah, but if somebody come and pick you, I'll just find somebody else. Won't you just let me be the general manager? You're the vice president. And I want both roles. Really makes no sense for him to have both those roles. But it's just like an ego thing. Like, I got control of the team. You're old. No disrespect to my older people, but I'm saying it's sometimes the game pass you by. It pass you by on the greatest coaches. You don't think it pass you by with general managers? And I knew like Ozzie Newsome was a fantastic general manager for many years with Baltimore. And he was 10 times the general manager Mickey Loomis could ever hope to be. But at some point, you have to have the imagination and common sense to understand that my job is what it is. I'm a vice president and I train these guys.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let me let them get that, and I can just cruise into it. There's no reason for him to keep both those jobs. He don't need to be the general manager and the VP. And his reason. He's the problem why we going through this stuff right now with Dennis Allen. This is the NFL. Dennis Allen wouldn't have survived nowhere else. He wouldn't have survived his team looking like this. He'd have been fired. No other NFL team would have put up with this foolishness. I mean, but you don't have a hands-on owner who trusts into my thought process too much into these other guys. Trust way too much into these other guys, too much, you know, and they're not even evaluating each other. The guy that's above Mickey, Lucia, is not evaluating Mickey Loomis's job. He's not. And that's where's the accountability at? Where is it? You know, he could sit up and all the stuff he said last year was a joke and a half. So like I said, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, he's the reason why the Saints are going through this crap right now, why the team is where they are. He's the reason. He made these decisions. And we forced to suffer through it. So, all right. So shout out to the fam. Les says, Q, don't you agree our head coaches is a problem drafting players who are projects instead of drafting proven ones? I mean, it's a crapshoot the way you look at it. You're supposed to do your work and figure out what player fits your system. I think oftentimes, a lot of times the Saints would draft people that are part of a different system just because they like their athleticism and they think that they can convert the player into something else and it don't work. Like they'll pick up a 3-4 like they did with Zach Bourne. It's a perfect example. Zach Bourne was a 3-4 linebacker, you know, and they try to take him. Well, he wasn't a linebacker, but he was a guy that was projected to be in that style of system. They'll take a 3-4 linebacker type. And don't get me wrong. depending on who the guy is, he might be able to play multiple systems. But sometimes you might have a system player that plays well in a particular system. And if you take him out of that system and put him somewhere else, he might he won't thrive as much. So that does happen. But, you know, like I said, you just have to do your research to the best of your ability and find players that fit what you're doing. And just from a character standpoint and injuries, production, all that's a part of it. And to be honest with you, Saints ain't really been hitting on a lot of stuff draft wise, but undrafted wise, they filled up the team with a lot of really solid undrafted people. Rashid Shaheed's undrafted. He performed better than some of our drafted guys. You know what I'm saying? We had a couple of special teams players that really stepped up. How about Isaac Yiddum? Yiddum was a guy that they brought on the team. JT Gray was another guy that was undrafted. Nephi Sewell was another undrafted guy. You know, Malcolm Roach was another undrafted guy, gave you good production. So, I mean, usually finding some of these guys and they play well for you in spots. You know, Juwan Johnson, the ultimate undrafted guy. He's your starting tight end. So, I mean, we have a really good ability to find these undrafted guys, but Saints not really hitting in the draft area, especially early on anymore. The Trevor Penning pick is not looking too good. Isaiah Foskey, the Snowman, developing Peyton Turner. So yeah, we need to work on that, man. We definitely need to work on that. All right. So anyway, listen, fam, we're going to do that. That'll be the end of the show. Listen, I appreciate you guys for chiming in on this episode of Tacoma. We covered some good stuff today. Listen, I'll be back tomorrow. My Patreon family members, I'm going to be releasing that mock draft tomorrow for our Patreon and YouTube membership family. If you want to do that, family, you can feel free to click the link in the description section below or simply go to patreon.com/ThePro Media Network. A lot of locked content is there, or just become a member of our YouTube channel. But the Patreon family member will get a little bit more as I upload other stuff there, as our news show on Cuba Big Q, which is another, cover some news, notes, and items. I haven't done on Cuba Big Q, but I'm going to be doing one real soon and some other stuff. So, anyway, with that being said, I'm going to get on out with that. Yeah, I'm going to be back. I said tomorrow. Like, tomorrow's another day. Actually, later on today, rather to talk about the latest development. So, much love to the fam. Appreciate y'all. Y'all hit the like button for me. Feel free to hit the like button. Feel free to share the show on your social media feed. I'm going to holler at y'all later on in the day. Much love, and who dat to.
Yeah. Like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that.
I'm a who that. Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Bugging like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.